I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1893. That was the day that 120 delegates met in Bradford, England, to form the Independent Labor Party. The goal of this political party was to get more candidates that represent the interests of working people elected to the British Parliament. Trade unionists wanted a voice in their government. The new Labour Party supported the call for the 8-hour workday, an end to child labour, collective ownership of the means of production, and a graduated tax system. They also called for unemployment benefits and school food programs. They chose James Kerr Hardie as their leader. He served in that post until 1900. Hardie was born in Lanarkshire, Scotland. By the young age of 11, he was working in the coal mines. He became involved in the union that represented the miners. In 1881, he helped to lead the Lanarkshire miners out on a strike for the very first time. And for this, he lost his job due to his involvement in the strike. From there, he became a journalist, where he helped to found the newspaper called The Miner, later renamed the Labour Leader. A decade later, he won a seat in the British Parliament, representing the working class area of West Ham in East London. While in Parliament, Hardie advocated for women's rights, pensions, and free schooling. He also was a critic of the monarchy, which cost him his seat when he came up for re-election. The Independent Labour Party was a precursor to the Labour Party, which was founded in 1906 and continues to be active to the present day. Through these political parties, labor and working people have played an important role in British politics for more than a century. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.